To anyone living in Michigan in the summer of 1987, it was a news story that combined horror, tragedy, and hope. It was the night of August 16th when Northwest Flight 255 took off from Detroit Metro Airport bound for Phoenix. Just moments after takeoff, at 8:46 to be precise, the MD-80 tilted slightly, and that was enough for the left wing to clip a light pole, shear off the top of a rental car building, and crash right where Middle Belt meets I-94. 154 people aboard that plane and two people on the ground were killed. Astoundingly, there was one survivor, 4-year-old Cecilia Sheehan. In the more than 25 years since that terrible night, Cecilia has never spoken publicly until now. She's one of the subjects of a documentary film called Soul Survivor. It looks at four people who were the only survivors of fatal plane crashes. The film's director is Kai Dickens, and Kai joins us now. I'm wondering, Kai, what led you to the idea of taking a close look at these soul survivors?
It was actually very personal. I switched places with a good friend of mine in high school, and he died in a car crash, and I did not. And I had survivor's guilt from that experience ever since and have taken an interest in survivor stories. And when I read about a lone survivor a few years ago, I wanted to know how they got through life and if they have found a way to deal with their survivor's guilt. And I contacted him, and that was George. And since, you know, and kind of film was born after that.
So tell us about the four that you have profiled. You mentioned George. That's George Lampson Jr.
Mm-hmm. And George Lampson Jr. was the lone survivor of Galaxy Flight 203 that crashed in 1985. Almost everyone on that plane was from the Minneapolis region. We also profile Vaya Bakari, and she was a 13-year-old girl who was a lone survivor of a plane crash that was going from France to Commonwealth Islands 3 years ago. And she really had, you know, a harrowing story. She ended up being in the water for about 12 hours by herself, cold, hanging onto a piece of the airplane, and you know, she's a very, very quiet, meek little girl, and so her surviving is just amazing. Cecilia Sheehan, which the Michigan community is very familiar with, mm-hmm. She was the 4-year-old that survived Northwest 255, and then of course there's Jim Pohinke, who was the co-pilot of Comair 5191 that crashed in August of 2006, and he was the lone survivor and the co-pilot of the plane. So quite a different experiences, yet they all have very similar emotional weight that they carry.
That's what I wondered. You have a very disparate group, different ages, mm-hmm. different experiences, but what did you find that these soul survivors had in common, Kai?
I think the most important thing is, you know, survivors are victims too, and what often happens is that, you know, societies react to survivors with the idea, you know, you're a miracle, or you should feel lucky, or you are lucky, when really often they have lost something too. They've lost a loved one. They might have lost a limb. Their life is never the same, and they need to be treated just like the victims. Victims' families. They aren't lucky.
They aren't lucky. Let's talk about Cecilia Sheehan, because Michigan audiences are truly going to respond to that story. Any of us who were around who remember all of that in 1987, it was mind-boggling that this little 4-year-old who lost her parents, lost her brother, but she survived this crash. So tell us something about her life today.
Cecilia is very happy. She's very well-adjusted. She's married. She's just turned into a successful, beautiful young woman, and she wants to work with art therapy to help other people who need to heal from trauma and tragedy and, you know, difficult events in their life. So, you know, she's really doing great.
I saw a picture of her, actually, a recent article about your film in the Detroit Free Press. Tell us about her tattoo.
Well, I thought that was very interesting when I met her. I noticed she had a tattoo of an airplane on her wrist. And, you know, she does have a little bit of scarring on her body. And one of the things she said is there's a lot of, you know, quote-unquote tattoos that I have on my body that I didn't ask for, these scars that remind me of the accident, remind me that I lost my parents and my brother every day when I look in the mirror, and I wanted to be in charge of one of these marks on my body. And so she got her own airplane tattoo as kind of in defiance to the scars that she did not ask for.
And tell us, if you can, about her thoughts and her memories, and even more importantly, her emotions that she had to work through as she became aware of the crash.
Well, I think, you know, for all the survivors, it's very similar. There's loss of your own family members. For Cecilia, her entire family was wiped out. So, I mean, that's the first level of grief, is just getting through who you lost on the plane crash. You know, often you're a victim's family member as well as a survivor. But, you know, but Cecilia was very young, and her memories came back later. She did not know she was the lone survivor of the plane crash until she was in high school. She talks about that a little bit in the film. And I think when you first realize that, the why questions flood in, and that is true for every single one of the lone survivors in the film. Why me? What's special about me? Is there something special, or is it just random? And one thing I find interesting is the film kind of talks about that and comes to a fair conclusion on that. And, you know, I don't want to give it all away, but mm-hmm. I think overall a lot of the survivors end up thinking it's random, because if it's not, I think that's a lot more pressure to put on your life and to put on yourself.
That's true. Like the why me, and if you can, you're right. I hear what you're saying. If you feel that it was just random and your number wasn't up, you can probably begin to process what happened to you in a better way.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas if you think your life was spared of all these people for a reason, I mean, the pressure that puts on your shoulders, what are you supposed to be doing with your life then? You know, and I think that, and not just survivors of plane crashes, but survivors of all types, you know, often come to that conclusion that this has to be random. There's no sense in just all these people dying and one person living. And I guess none of us will ever know those answers.
We had that conversation over and over again after 9/11. When you think of the random stories, somebody who was late going to Cantor Fitzgerald because they had to take their child for the first day of kindergarten.
Right, exactly.
Otherwise, they would have been up there with everyone. And I'm sure that does take a lot of work and a lot of support from the people around you. And if I'm correct, it was Cecilia's aunt and uncle who took her after she was released from U of M Hospital.
That's right, yeah.
And must have done they did a great job of shielding her all these years, so she was allowed to develop and grow at her own pace. And I guess that's got to have been key for her as well.
Absolutely. And Cecilia will be the first to say that, and she says it in the film, that part of the reason that she is so grounded and level and I think has such a wise perspective today is the fact that she was able to be shielded from the media for so long. And, you know, she's speaking now because she chose to. She actually sought us out, and when she found out about the film and said, this is how I want to tell my story, because I don't feel as singled out. I'm in the presence of other survivors. And for the lone survivors, they're often the only one. You're the only one to survive. You're the only one that remembers something. You're the only one that can talk about this. You're the one that we're remembering. I mean, it's so much pressure and so much attention. So to have a moment where you don't have to be singled out, but you're one amongst many people. And we're talking about a situation that's only happened 14 times in the history of the world. There are hardly any sole survivors of plane crashes, anyone mm-hmm. who can understand what you've been through. So for Cecilia to have a moment where she could be part of people just like her, I think that was probably, felt safe.
I'm speaking with Kai Dickens, who's the director of the documentary film Sole Survivor, looking at four people who were the only survivors of plane crashes. And among those featured and profiled, it was Cecilia Sheehan. Now she's Cecilia Crocker, but she was 4 years old and the only survivor of the crash of Northwest Flight 255 that so many of us in Michigan remember that night of August 16th, 1987. Kai, as someone who was a survivor yourself, it was just, you know, like you say, you switched seats with someone and he died and you lived. And you reaching out and talking with these people and letting them open up, what did you learn from these survivors?
I think I learned to just exhale and take a breath, and that there aren't always answers that we'll ever know. Because that was one of the things that I found myself doing, is I was constantly looking for answers. You know, why me? Why did this happen? Was there a purpose? Was there a reason? And when I met George, he had the same things going on in his mind. And George also was dying to talk to the victims' families, but he just didn't know how, and he was afraid of being judged by them for what maybe he has done or hasn't done with his life. And, you know, I think the same thing was true of Cecilia. Baya is still very young, but I know that she wants to just be a normal girl again. You know, she's just now starting high school. And so what I've learned from, you know, talking with all of them, and I think one thing we've learned from each other is just, you might not know the answers, and just take it day by day. And the little things, like the family who helps you through these, you know, trying moments of life are really what matters. It's the bigger picture isn't what you have to worry about. You kind of have to shrink it down to your own corner of the world and do the best you can.
How did these four survivors feel about flying today?
You know, it's a great question, because I went on a plane with George pretty soon after we started filming, and I didn't even think about it. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm a horrible director. I'm bringing him on a plane. And he was fine. And he said, you know, the odds of me being in a plane crash twice are basically Slynda Nunn. And Cecilia said the exact same thing. She said the likelihood of someone being in an aviation disaster twice are astronomical. So the odds are astronomical. So, and she's a huge traveler. George loves to travel. Jim wants to fly again. You know, he was the co-pilot. He would give anything to be back in the seat of a chair. And I think that might go kind of play into this idea that they feel it's quite random.
Kai Dickens is the director of Soul Survivor from Yellow Wing Productions. Her film is getting an advanced screening tonight and tomorrow night at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. It is open to the public, and Soul Survivor is expected to have its theatrical premiere and the wide release later this year. Kai, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.